There may be certain situations where a person has a rights restriction. This should be a last resort, and other approaches to supporting the person with exercising these rights should be made first. Restriction of a person's rights is allowed only if determined necessary to ensure the health, safety, and well-being of the person. Any restriction of these rights must be documented in the person's Coordinated Service and Support Plan or Coordinated Service and Support Plan addendum. The restriction must be implemented in the least restrictive alternative manner necessary to protect the person and provide support to reduce or eliminate the need for the restriction in the most integrated setting and inclusive manner. The documentation must include the following information: the justification for the restriction based on an assessment of the person's vulnerability related to exercising the right without restriction, the objective measure set as conditions for ending the restriction, a schedule for reviewing the need for the restriction based on the conditions for ending the restriction to occur semi-annually from the date of initial approval at a minimum or more frequently if requested by the person, the person's legal representative, if any, and case manager, and signed and dated approval for the restriction from the person or the person's legal representative, if any. A restriction may be implemented only when required approval has been obtained. Approval may be withdrawn at any time. If approval is withdrawn, the right must be immediately and fully restored.